Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Neighbourhood Watch returns for this year, and this week I chatted to Radio Adelaide Zoe Canandis about Google reaching an agreement with Australian media companies 9 and 10 over paying for news content. But I began by talking to Zoe about former ministerial advisor Brittany Higgins alleging that she was raped by a colleague in the office of a government minister in 2019, which raised questions again about working culture in Canberra. Here's Zoe, and here's a word of warning. Some of the interview contains details of sexual assault.
So this week, the issue of the toxic treatment within Parliament House has been re-emerged once again, and this has come from very brave Brittany Higgins, who not anonymously came out and revealed that she was raped in a nurse's office, I have to say allegedly. So they News.com reported that a man who was working for the then defensive industry took the 24-year-old, she was 24 at the time. She'd only been working in Parliament House for 4 weeks. She was a junior staffer and allegedly raped her inside the defence industry minister's office. Brittany's story follows those of other women who have spoken out about the inappropriate treatment that they've experienced whilst working at Parliament House. And she's told News Media that the information was accurate. She said she felt she was asked to choose between making a formal complaint but also keeping her job. It's pretty harrowing, the story that has come out, and also we have seen this as well spark a little Me Too movement within people's experience of Parliament House. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised, and he definitely slipped up in some press conferences saying and comparing Brittany to his daughters, I believe, and there was a lot of backlash towards these kind of comments because It definitely was worded as if he could only feel sorry for a woman if she was someone's mother or daughter or sister. Brittany Higgins, however, has thanked the Prime Minister for his apology and has also, though, called for a review further than the government's initial response, which was this apology. Hopefully we'll see an inquiry into this and we'll see some justice served, and we'll also see this spark some change for the entire culture within Parliament House.
Right, so you only said Brittany Higgins herself called for a independent review. Has the Prime Minister not announced anything as of yet?
As of yet, the Prime Minister has announced two processes to better women working in politics. So they were one was to sort of improve the handling of complaints inside the coalition and then politics more broadly, so to be able to handle, you know, quote-unquote complaints, which I think is very interesting wording, that women have towards their experience in the workplace. And another one that I'm not too sure, but as of yet, there hasn't seemed to be a really big, significant review going ahead just as yet. But there is a massive push for it. You know, within the Liberal Party, within the Labor Party, everyone sort of wants this to happen. So I suspect we'll be seeing that happening soon.
This is the first time that we heard stories from the other sides of the Tasman regarding about a sexist working culture. I remember a couple of months ago that you updated us about a story of the Attorney General having an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, I think it's no secret that there is a very toxic sexual culture within Parliament House. Brittany Higgins has been very brave and shared the story with all of us, and we've been able to understand that more. But there certainly needs to be a whole other level and investigation into this because, like you've mentioned, this is certainly not the first time this has happened, and something really needs to change.
Okay, moving on. This has been a developing story, but Google has done a deal with some of the news giants over in Australia.
Yes. So, I don't think I've spoken to you all about the News Media Bargaining Code, but essentially it was this piece of legislation that the Australian government put forth so that I think Google and Facebook would pay Australian news media outlets to have their content on Google and Facebook. So Google and Facebook would pay, ABC News to have their content on their site. It's a little bit confusing. And essentially there was this big response from Google in particular. At the top of the search, when you searched on Google, they had this watch this video, and it was this lady responding to this legislation. And essentially this lady was like, cool, like we'll pay, but we don't want to, and that would be sad. To briefly kind of put that. It's quite a funny video. I'm not making fun of it, but it was quite interestingly worded. And so now we've seen, as of yesterday, Australia's biggest locally owned media company, which is Nine Entertainment here, has signed a deal with Google. Apparently it's worth about $30 million a year, and that is to feature its news in Google products. This happened yesterday, which was the eve of this historical news media law being debated in Parliament today. So it's 6 a.m. here, so I don't have any news on that. So it's all still very much developing. But the deal was the largest Australian media company so far, and it's pretty intense. It'll really change the way the media landscape is set here in Australia. And it'll be interesting to see if any more of our media companies sign this deal, and we'll see how it goes from there.
That was Zoe, and after our chat, which happens at 6 in the morning in Adelaide, Facebook has blocked Australians from receiving or sharing news stories on their feed and taking down the pages of numerous Australian organisations such as the ABC, the Bureau of Meteorology, and even Health Department websites, as well as also stopping overseas users like us from sharing Australian news content. Well, we actually tried out this morning. We tried to post a link to a ABC news story. It was blocked, and I even tried a BTwitter advocate news story, which if listeners don't know, it's a satirical news site. It was also blocked as well. This is also related to the law that the Australian federal government proposed earlier to make tech companies pay for posting news content. In a statement, Facebook's Australia and New Zealand managing director William Easton said the proposed law fundamentally misunderstands the relationship between the platform and publishers who use it to share news content, and it left them with few choices. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has said he had a constructive discussion with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg this morning, and both agreed to continue the conversation to find a pathway forward.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.